What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Barry Sferluga from the Washington Post. Barry, how you doing today?
Good, man. Hope you're doing well.
What's happening with you, Barry?
Hey, B.
So, Barry, I saw that you recently wrote a piece about the Nationals and right past the halfway point. And this season, frankly, has been disappointing for them because you look at where they've been the last 2 years, and you're expecting them to take a step forward. They're not doing that this year. What's your overall takeaway of what we saw in that first half?
Well, I mean, you know, it really was defined by the 11-game losing streak. They were 30-33 and kind of flirting with 500 and kind of, you know, giving you some hope that if they got there, could they stay there, and would that translate into, you know, what the team, Mike Rizzo, said at the beginning of the season was the stated goal: let's play some meaningful games in September. They get over the 11-game losing streak. They're 5-5 since win yesterday. Give them a 4-5 road trip. Not terrible given the competition and traveling out west. So those 11 games in the middle really define everything about where they are and what their standing is. They are the second worst team in the National League. They are in last place behind the Marlins in the NL East. And it's not where they expected to be. And I think as everybody acknowledged, like, we get the rebuilding process, but this is now rebuilding fatigue. Only one team in baseball has lost more games since 2020 than the Nationals. That's the Rockies. That's not the company that you want to be keeping. And I think when you really look at it, beyond the trade away of Juan Soto, in which you have your three best players that they put out there every night in James Wood, CJ Abrams, and Mackenzie Gore every fifth night, what do they have? What have they drafted and developed over the past decade? And it's really, really not much. It's not much that has helped their major league team. It's not much that's helped them in trade. It's kind of a bleak picture for a team that I think you entered the summer thinking, okay, this is going to be competitive night to night, and there's reason to be excited about the future. I think those 11 games that they lost in a row that have defined the season really kind of put a damper on that.
Well, we've had a lot of back and forth about who's to blame here and there. Do you think it's everybody deserves some of this blame, not just the one person or the other, but everybody does?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, you know, I have focused on ownership in the past because, you know, this felt like an off season where you have Wood up, you have Dylan Cruz, who's been hurt. You have CJ Abrams, who's already been an all-star. You have Mackenzie Gore, who looks like he's going to be an ace. Like, are you really going to make an effort to build around them? And they didn't. Ownership didn't you know, go out and sign anybody that made a real impact. They made the one trade for Nathaniel Lowe, whose, you know, RBI numbers look good, but overall is not a productive player. So yes, put some blame on ownership and put some pressure on them to spend this coming off season. But I think looking only at ownership kind of covers up for a baseball operations department that, as I pointed out, hasn't produced a position player of any impact since Anthony Rendon was taken sixth overall in 2011. They have the Nats in those drafts from 2012 to 2021. That's a 10 draft period. They have produced six players with a win above replacement of four or more. The only offensive player in that group is Jacob Young, whose WAR is that high, 4.0, not because he's a good hitter, but because he's an awesome defender. So that's an amazing, it's a long way of saying that for more than a decade, they really have not developed players that have impacted their major league roster. And that goes on Mike Rizzo in the front office, of course, who've done good jobs in other areas, but they're lacking in something that really helped them become a good franchise in the first place. And then you go to Dave Martinez and the coaching staff, and obviously during the 11-game losing streak, there, you know, Davey was saying, it's not the coaches, it's never about the coaches. That seemed to put it on the players. But you're seeing a lot of the bad base running and poor defense that you would think would be the stuff that coaches could help clean up. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm sounding incredibly negative, and I don't really want to be.
You're just being honest. That's all it is.
Yeah. There's reasons to turn on and watch this team every night, but there's also major holes, not just on the roster, but in the entire operation in terms of development and you know, bringing up impactful players that you've drafted yourself that you're going to be able to produce a core that's worthy of being built around.
Talking with Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post, you can follow him on X at Barry Svrluga, Svrluga. Barry, I think you do a good job talking about how ownership definitely deserves a large portion of the blame, but that doesn't preclude Mike Rizzo from having some of the blame here for the lack of draft and development. How do you balance that? Where, like you pointed out, the last dude that they really developed from their draft classes was Anthony Rendon, but it feels like the last couple of years when they've made some changes in the front office to the drafting process, it feels like they're doing a little bit better in that regard, but it was over a decade of bad. How do you balance where it feels like it's gotten better now, but there was so much bad that you end up in the spot you're at now?
Well, so I think, you know, it does start with ownership, and that's not just evaluating ownership on spending on major league payroll. That's in committing to resources for scouts, for analysts, for technology, for player development staff. You know, they just don't measure up in those departments when you look across the league. And it's hard, you know, you can quantify major league payroll because that's a number that's out there and is public. It's harder to find out, like, do they compete and pay competitive wages for minor league staff, all that kind of stuff. They don't have the numbers that that other franchises do. So I think it's more complex, but I think it starts with ownership. Now, have the drafts been bad? They have been bad, and they were bad for a long time. And, you know, did they change who was making the drafting? Yes. Have the results changed? We don't know yet. Seaver King, their top pick from last year, is off to a slow start. The second pick, I can't remember his name, is also off to a slow start. There are players taken after Cam Smith. The Cubs took outfielder from Florida State after Seaver King, and he was used in the Kyle Tucker trade and is up with the Astros and is making an impact on a team that has postseason design. So, you know, you can pick apart stuff like that. It's too early to evaluate drafts from 2023 and 2024. I will say there's a tremendous pressure on them to get the first pick in the draft that's coming up in July. They have the 1-1. They kind of built their franchise around a pair of 1-1s back in the day, and Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper. They can't miss on this one, and it's not a draft where, and I don't pretend to be a Major League Baseball draft analyst or expert, but what, from what people tell me, it's not a draft in which there's an absolute you know, no doubt 1-1. They've got to draft an impactful player and not miss at that spot, because that's how you build that cheap core that's worthy of adding free agents to is not just going out and spending $100 million on people, but having players that are under your control and are by definition cheap, so that you can spend your money on the holes around them.
Well, it's, I know a lot of people look at Rizzo and they love everything he does, but if everything you just said is there, this is going to be a tell-all, because you can't talk about owners when you're drafting. If you draft talent, you draft talent. You can talk about them when it comes down to the money, but you better get some talent, and he has to hit on this.
Yeah, and he does for sure, and he would say that, I'm sure. And obviously, you know, they did a really good job in the Soto deal, which of course was painful at the time, but you've got, you know, possibly three stars there. All three of those guys would, Abrams and Gore, could go to the All-Star game later this month. I just think that when you look beyond that, it's kind of striking how thin they are. And yes, Cruz being healthy could make a difference. You might look at the lineup and be like, there's fewer holes, but you know, the extension for Keibert Ruiz right now doesn't look good. They've developed Jake Irvin into a dependable starting pitcher. Maybe Mitchell Parker can be that if he can get over his first inning troubles. Like, mm-hmm. there's pieces there. There's just no depth. And when you don't have depth and you have a couple injuries, you know, you can end up in an 11-game losing streak, or, you know, more typically like losing 8 of 11 and just going through skids. So, important homestand for them, getting back from the West Coast. Difficult task because essentially the best team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers, are here for three. So I'm anxious to get to see them up close again and get a feel for how they're holding together.
Talking with Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post. Curious on your thoughts on this. We're just getting some news coming through that the Nationals have agreed to a jersey sponsorship patch with AARP. Do you think that whatever money's coming in, because we don't have the details of how much they're getting, but do you think this changes anything, or is this just more money pumped in the organization that isn't going to be spent?
I would definitely say it's an important step because they have demonstrated that they need as much revenue as they can generate, and that's a source that they haven't tapped. I think stadium naming rights should be next. And that's not to line the pockets of the learners. That's hopefully it's to turn that into money that the baseball operations department can use to acquire players. And that doesn't have to be through free agency, but all those reasons I said, you know, putting resources into development and scouting and that you could use it that way. But the fact is that they were the only major league team without a jersey patch or stadium naming rights. So they've got to get some of that money. Now, we can make all the jokes in the world about about AARP, and it's almost like it's out of a Simpsons episode or something. But it's money, and that matters. And you know, hopefully they put it into resources that the fans can have a reason to get behind it.
You would ask the question though: what has taken so long for them to even do that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Brian, and I don't pretend to be in these rooms when the learners are doing negotiations. I just know people who are familiar with working with them, and they are, you know, you could say stubborn is the right word maybe, but when they have a price in mind, they're not going to take, if they think something is worth X, they're not taking X minus one. Like they will wait until they get their price. And that's one of the reasons why they didn't sell the team when they put it on the market, is they never got the price that they think it's worth. They're happy to hold on to something and get the, until they get the value that that they think something is worth. So, you know, that's, they've been very, very close on naming rights for the ballpark a couple times in the past, almost to the point of like dotting I's and crossing T's, and something goes awry or something's not what they expected. They're happy to walk away from a deal rather than do a deal that they're not comfortable with. It's just the way that they go about things. So that's just for me to report. That's not, mm-hmm. you know, saying it's bad or, you know, they own the team. They have the right to take money or leave it on the table. And they've chosen for a long time to leave it on the table.
So I have a friend that he'll, like, let's say if something comes out today and I get it, and then he'll get it like 3 years later. And he said, look, I got it for this price. At that time, it probably wasn't worth it. what I got it for. You know, and they have to understand that too. If they have a price and they don't get it at that moment and they get it 5 years later, 2 years later, 3 years later, that value may not be there anyway. You may have hit that number, but the value of it isn't the same.
Right. And it's really just, this is a personal choice. It's the way that they've done this business. I mean, Nationals Park has been open since 2008. It's not like it's got a holy grail name like Wrigley Field or Fenway Park. Like, no one's really married to, I think the fan base at this point, you know, no one would be like aghast if it was called, you know, Northrop Grumman Field, because they would know the practicality that, hey, they're getting some revenue from this, and maybe that will help improve the team. But again, it's their choice. They haven't found a deal that works for them, and so therefore they get $0 in revenue rather than whatever it would be, $15, $20 million a year.
Mm-hmm. Barry, I'm curious. I don't know how much thought you've put into this, but how much do you think some of the operations for the team going into the next couple of years have to do with the potential lockout coming in a couple of seasons? Do you think that maybe plays into the sale of the team? Do you think that maybe plays into contracts they're doling out, or is that something that's really not much of a factor?
Well, I think both can be true. I think everybody in baseball is thinking about the impending labor stoppage in for the 2027 season. And I think it does make it harder to sell a team right now, because who wants to buy something that is going to potentially not generate any revenue and not operate as a profitable business for what could be a whole year? I mean, I don't, you know, you don't want to be a doomsday person about there being a lockout, but when you talk to people in the game, they're certainly preparing for and thinking about it. I would also say that, you know, there could be a CBA that went for another 20 years and the owners may have conducted their previous offseason exactly as they did this one. So I definitely think the lockout hangs over the sport as a whole. I'm not sure at this point it's really impacting how the Learners do business, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Talking with Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post. One last one for me, Barry. James Wood has been spectacular, even though, you know, all the stuff around the team maybe hasn't been good and the record hasn't been good. James Wood is out doing things that, frankly, we haven't seen for a long time. Yesterday, four intentional walks in a row, something we haven't seen since Barry Bonds. What have you made of him? And I know you were over there to cover his debut last season. What have you made in his first 163 games in the bigs? And has he kind of surpassed the expectations you had for him?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I just don't think it's reasonable to say, yeah, I expected him his first, you know, essentially first full season in the big leagues to yield, you know, 31 homers and 105 RBIs, which are good counting stats. But more impressive this year has just been, you know, the great plate discipline, high OBP, really high slugging percentage. You know, he's right up there with the major league leaders in OPS. And it's just, you know, every at bat is kind of controlled, and he seems to be one of those guys that, and I don't use this comparison lightly, like, he's a little bit like Juan Soto in his, like, you know, at a very young age, controlling his at bats, being in, not giving at bats away, not swinging out of the zone, taking his walks. He's outstanding in that regard. Fifth in baseball in OPS at the moment. And the guys in front of him are, you know, Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh, who's having an MVP season in Seattle, and Shohei. Like, it's like, he's right there with the best players in the game at an extremely young age. And you know, I know there was a lot of, like, kind of negativity on my part at the beginning of this, but he's a reason to turn on the TV every night. And you pair him with Abrams, who seems to be doing a bit better job of controlling his kind of downtimes, his slumps. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch at the top of the order.
Yeah. It's like... You just start wondering, you see a guy of his talent, like, will he be here?
Ryan, yeah, I get it. But it also is like, enjoy it now, because he's not a free agent until, you know, 2031, I think. Woo! So, he's here through the 2030 season. So, you know, if you're worried about where he's going to go in free agency, you're giving away 5 years of enjoyment, or five more years of enjoyment. So I'm not willing to do that.
Barry, appreciate the time, man. See you at the ballpark.
Take care, brother.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. I want to get back into the Steelers thing because we're getting more details of this trade. So it wasn't just straight up Minka Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey. When you hear some of the other details, it makes a little more sense what the Steelers are doing, but still doesn't feel like a Mike Tomlin move. We'll dive back into that next here on The Fan.
Look, you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. Appreciate Barry Svrluga for joining us. If you missed that, you can check out the podcast a little bit later. So this trade with the Steelers and the Dolphins seems like it makes a little more sense now that we've got the full details of the trade. So the Steelers are getting Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. The Dolphins get back Minka Fitzpatrick and a late-round pick swap, I think, or at least a late-round pick. But regardless, the Dolphins and Steelers, at least it wasn't just straight up Jalen Ramsey for Minka Fitzpatrick. That made no sense to me. Mm-hmm. The Steelers also get Jonnu Smith. So they get another weapon for their offense, a speedy tight end. I think he's on a one-year deal. So it kind of fits with what their timeline is, which is this year.
So everything that happened this year.
I don't know that I love this trade overall still, but at least it makes a little more sense than just swapping out Ramsey and Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that would have been stupid.
I still feel like if you're the Dolphins, you feel like you win this trade overall. You feel like getting rid of Jalen Ramsey, a bit of a headache, and
so
getting...
So the Steelers are in flux next year, basically.
Yeah, big time. But it feels like they've been in flux year to year since Ben retired, B-Mitch, because they just haven't figured out the quarterback position.
And that's a tough spot. And then if you go get this guy, I mean, we know Aaron, how he is with younger quarterbacks. Not trying to help them along the way.
No, and that's what's going to be interesting to see who he ends up building that chemistry with, because he's someone that historically he needs some time with his receivers, and he finds one guy that he really, really likes, and then he's going to focus on them. When you look at their depth chart going into this season, DK Metcalf was someone they traded for. Robert Woods is a veteran that they brought in. Calvin Austin. Maybe he ends up building a chemistry with Robert
Maybe
Woods.
Maybe if he'd got the training camp, I mean, the mini camp and all that early, he could have worked some damn, chemistry with him.
Well, and I mean, you wonder if at some point Alan Lazard's going to make his way over there, or he's going to try to bring Randall Cobb out of retirement. Who knows?
I hope that doesn't happen.
That's what Rodgers loves to do. But I think this trade makes some sense for both sides. But what's interesting for the Dolphins is moving off a guy like Jonnu Smith, who had a really good season last year. Jonnu Smith was one of the best tight ends in football last year. He went for 884 yards, most in his career. 8 touchdowns for the Dolphins on 88 receptions. I don't know that I'm getting rid of one of my top options from last year if I'm Mike McDaniel. That's what I think is interesting.
He needs to win, and he's getting rid of offensive weapons?
That's so intriguing to me.
And then when you look at the Steelers, you look at two of the guys that they just got, basically like last year, in a sense, Ramsey and also Aaron Rodgers. I guess they're like, to hell with next year. We just go on with this year?
I guess so. It still doesn't make a lot of sense to me, some of these moves that the teams have been making. Because, look, Miami last year finished 8-9. A lot of it's going to have to do with, this year is going to have to do with what Tua's health is like. But
I think everything I would have to do with, deal with Tua's health.
100%.
Yeah.
But, like, you look at Miami, at best, where do they rank in the AFC? Like, 7th? 6th, maybe? Like that's at best. The same thing can be said about Pittsburgh, where I think we all agree that Kansas City is definitively ahead of them. Buffalo is. Baltimore is. It's tough because they finished with a better record than them last year, but on paper, I'd take Cincinnati, at least for the offense.
Yeah.
Houston finished with the same record as them. Are they going to take a step forward after taking a step back last year, even though they took a step back by still making it to the playoffs and then winning a playoff
game? They took a step back. Well, people try to make it seem like the sophomore slump. That wasn't a sophomore slump. He had both of his top receivers hurt.
Well, and his offensive coordinator was bad.
You know, it's just
his offensive line was bad.
So,
I don't know. It's just these moves don't fully make sense to me, but you're going all in on this season. So, I kind of get where you're going with that. Let's get back into the Nationals with this news that we learned today of AARP.
Why you keep saying AARP? Because I'm working with you today or something? I mean, I'm of that age, dog.
Do I need to get you a Nationals jersey with the AARP patch?
No, I don't need that. No, no.
I think we need to get one.
They got a lot of discounts, though.
Landfill, I think we need to get one for B-Mitch with the AARP patch.
They got a lot of discounts. Laugh at it all you want. They hook you up, dog.
Well, what I think is interesting is we've gotten that news today, but we also got some other news that I think kind of sheds a light on where the Nats are at. So Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post reported earlier today that, this is from his tweet, almost every team in Major League Baseball, from the Yankees and Dodgers down to the Marlins, White Sox, and Rockies, have invested in the fanciest pitching machine available, and the Nationals are maybe one of, if not the only team that doesn't have it. And so to explain it, you know, a lot of people nowadays will use VR. We talk about this with Jaden a lot. We talk about this with hitters. They'll use the VR, and what they'll do is, I saw him using it down in spring training in the clubhouse.
Right.
And you can just stand there and kind of watch pitches.
Okay.
You can hook it up to a bat, but it's not as reliable. It's more so I can just watch pitches and track it, and I can plug in whatever pitcher I'm facing that day. But the way that you can kind of take that to the next level is there's this expensive machine. I think it's called the Trajectory Arc.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is incredible, B-Mitch. It's got like a screen on it, and it's got a pitching machine attached to it. And it, with the data that it collects from StatCast and stuff, mimics the spin rate, mimics the release point, puts the video of whatever pitch you're facing, and essentially you can face live pitching out of a pitching machine.
So it throws the ball, though.
So yeah, and right. It throws a real ball. So you can step into the box, and you can essentially face real pitching, quote-unquote, out of a pitching machine. The Nationals don't have that. Like, this to me is where...
I've always said this. The teams that want to put all the onus on the player, if you're not giving me the top-of-the-line stuff like everybody else have, lose me with that crap.
Well, and this is where I think it's interesting, because we just had Barry Sferluga on, and we were talking about, you know, how much of this is ownership, how much of it is front office, and this is where I think he was so spot on with this. When you look at ownership, the easy thing that we can look at immediately is payroll. And if you look at where this team ranks right now, I did some research on this last night, so let me pull it up. When you look at it, I think they're 23rd in payroll in the big leagues.
Okay.
There's a couple teams that are behind them that are still good. The Brewers, right behind them, they're 47 and 37. The Nationals are spending 115.5. The Brewers are at 104.8. The Guardians are just two games under 500. They're at 99.4. The Rays are 10 games over 500. They're at 88.2. A couple of those teams are notably known for being very into the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about this, B. Mitch, when you take out the Strasburg contract, because that still counts, they're 27th. And the teams behind them, because they'd be at 82.7, are the Athletics, who are 34 and 52, the White Sox, who are 28 and 56, and the Marlins, who are 37 and 45. So I don't think it's any coincidence that they're not spending enough money to win with the players.
Yeah.
But the insight that you get from this now is they're not spending enough to help the team either in terms of the equipment and the resources.
Let's think about what we dealt with over there with the football team for a moment. When they did all these the grades in the NFL, they basically they were horrible at everything. This new group now is catching up to everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I left here and went to Philly, although the Philly had we were in the vet at the time, it was awful. The next year they built NovaCare. They had treadmills and a whirlpool tub and all. This one here didn't have that. Okay. And now you're catching up with it. And people think just because the salaries are what they are, you're competing. If you're paying me the same as everybody else is getting paid, but I don't have the same equipment to work on, I am losing. And I think that's what the Nats have to understand. If you even catch up with the salary, if you don't have the other stuff, your guys are going to be behind.
Well, and what frustrates me is when you look at what they have not done in terms of spending on free agents, the best way that you can then make up for it is by spending in other aspects to help improve your
team.
Right? Like, so my thing was, in the offseason, I wanted them to go get Max Fried. And there was no chance they were ever going to sign him. But Max Fried ended up going for around $27, $28 million a year to the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Been one of the best pitchers in baseball. But down at Wake Forest, there's a pitching lab. And other teams in Major League Baseball have these pitching labs. The Brewers have it. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to develop pitching really well. And that cost about $10, $11 million, where you just, it's, I don't know, like weight plates and all these different things. It's so analytical. I can't understand it. It's all scientific stuff. But you can develop guys and help with all this extra technology to develop these dudes into star pitchers, and the Nats don't have that. So if you're not going to spend money on your free agents to improve your baseball team, at least find a way to help with the development. And now you question if they don't even have this for the big league club. Are they given the necessary resources down at the minor league level to develop their guys?
If you don't have the tools that are required to become the best at your job, you're basically spinning wheels, wasting time. And I think that's the ultimate thing where one thing about sports I've noticed since I've been in a professional sport, it's a copycat league, all of them. They see something that works, they go get it. They seem to see stuff that works, and they're like, I'm not spending that.
Yeah, well, and it's just so frustrating that...
Can you imagine being in NASCAR or even Indy, and you go buy a car, but you don't have any parts to go with it? You think yours is going to just run all the time?
Yeah.
In a sense, that's what they're dealing with. They don't have a pit crew.
Yeah, and I mean, you hope that this jersey sponsorship patch, because like the point you were making with Barry, what makes no sense is they could have had money in their pockets. This is stuff that's easy,
yeah.
Right? This is stuff that you don't have to do anything with. Mm-hmm. B. Mitch, it's just a patch on the jersey. You just sell it, and they wear it. You don't have to do anything extra.
Yeah.
It's literally just there.
Marketing.
It could be Lockheed Martin Park. It could be Northrop Grumman Park. It could be you choose your company to name the stadium. It's not like,
but
you know,
they're not paying them the price that they think they're supposed to get paid.
But and that's the issue.
They think.
And you stand pat on that, and that's fine, but... Say they want, I don't know, throw a number of like $5 million. I don't know what the number is, but just say it's $5 million and someone's offering $3 million. Wouldn't you be better off for 6-7 years for having the $3 million and having $20-plus million in your pocket versus zero?
Well, I think in my economics class that would work.
right?
Yeah.
And so that's
all
where,
I know is $3 million is better than zero.
And that's what makes no sense to me, where they have not spent resources on improving the baseball team, and they've willingly turned away revenue. And it was a bad look. Mm-hmm. Now, at least, it seems like maybe this has shifted a little bit, and hopefully it goes into improving the baseball team.
Well, we hope.
800-636-1067, if you'd like to hop in on this. I do want to talk about this Malik Beasley situation as well. Hmm. We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We're talking a little bit about the Washington Nationals. So they have sold a jersey sponsorship patch. They were the only team in Major League Baseball, B. Mitch, that didn't have a naming rights to the stadium or a jersey sponsorship patch. So that changes now. The average, according to the Washington Post, the average deal for this is about $7 to $8 million. I think the Yankees are getting like 25. They ain't getting that. Nah. But an extra $7 or $8 million a year could help. But what do you make of that? 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Hey, B-Miss, what's going on?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, I mean, the Learners have already pretty much checked out as far as being an owner. You know, when they put the team up for sale and then took it back off the table. So they really checked out. So I'm just hoping and praying that they can put something together and go ahead and sell the team so we can get somebody in here that really wants to, you know, bring a winning organization, baseball team, you know, back in here, because you can't ask fans to commit to buy tickets, season tickets and everything, because they see that the owners are not committed. So that's why the stands always have empty and everything. And the sad part is we got a good young core. We got four or five all-stars. Young all-stars on the team, whether people know it or not, but they just need to be managed correctly, which Davey doing a good job. And Rizzo, I think he does a pretty good job. It's just the ownership. They just not, you know, showing that effort and putting everything into it to really bring a promising team, a baseball team to the area. They lucked up with the championship they won in 19, mm-hmm, because they put it together, you know, with the veterans and the leadership. And right now we only five players away, a couple of pitchers, a couple of bats and a new owner. And I think we will be on our way and the fans will come back. But right now the stands are empty. And so the owner should know, look, if we trying to commit, they need to just sell a team. Thank y'all for letting me speak. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Rob.
You know what? Like and his points are well taken. What if the fans told the learners, when we get the right ticket for what we see on the field consistently and what you're committing to it, we'll pay that. But now we're going to come for free. Because let's think about it now. You want fans to commit, but you're turning down money because it doesn't hit what you say it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking that, they can relieve a lot of the ills that you have somewhere else. But let's say the tickets is $100. Okay, when it gets down to $20, I'll come to the game.
Yeah, and I think there's some flaws in their thinking. I'm not for sure that this is kind of what they're thinking, but their idea is that when the team is good, then they'll fill up and then we'll spend money, right? Their thought is, you know, when the team is good,
if you put money into it, the team will get good quicker.
Exactly. And my point is, when you look at where San Diego is, so market size for San Diego, they're not nearly what DC is, right? I'd have to look at the exact number, but I'm pretty sure in the bottom half of the league, their payroll, B. Mitch, is more than twice what the Nationals is. They are 11th in Major League Baseball, and you see it. The teams at the top in terms of attendance in Major League Baseball this year, the Dodgers are number one, the Yankees are number two, and San Diego is number three. They were just out there in San Diego playing. You know, if you're the Padres, you've got one of the worst teams in baseball coming into the town of the Nationals, having a horrible month. And they're still packed every single night because they want to watch their team.
Great weather.
Great weather, all the stuff that goes into it. But
and the Yankees, they are historically good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have that also going for them where people want to go there. The Dodgers spend a lot of damn money. They got people on their team where you go, I want to go see the Beatles.
Yeah.
Basically, Ohtani and Cruz like the Beatles.
Unfortunately for the Nationals, James Wood, I think, could get to that point, but no one wants to come down here to go to games.
You got to do extra stuff, man. You got to be putting something into it to make fans really want to be thoroughly invested. You can't be taking shortcuts and expect the fans to go full speed. Just go all in.
The month of June really derailed their season because they entered the month of June, B-Mitch, 28-30. They're going to finish the month of June with a record of 7-19. So that means they enter July at 35-49. Entering June, you're two games under 500. You have a good month. We're talking wild card. We're talking maybe instead of selling at the deadline, maybe they're standing pat. Maybe even if they had a really, really good month, maybe you're buying someone small. But instead, you're 14 games under 500 going into July, and the rest of the season is kind of, eh.
Yeah.
Eh. You know, it's the same thing that it's been the last couple of years.
You have to have something to ignite interest. And I think if they were doing a little more as owners, because when people see you not caring, they don't care.
100%.
And I think if the owners were doing a little more and you have more fans coming in, then you begin to get that word of mouth of James Wood. Okay, CJ is back doing his thing. McKenzie, go. You start thinking about all those guys. And then that's how you get that great interest going. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, people go, I'll be damned if I'm going to go spend my money over there. They don't care.
Absolutely. Let's get out to
Jack Snyderheim was going for him for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Let's get out to Ralph in California. Ralph, what's going on?
Hey, you guys. How you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
Nothing with me, Commander Tequila.
Oh, this is Commander Tequila.
It needs to be invested. The pitchers need to be invested. The Nationals need to invest in the pitchers. Because if you don't do that, you ain't going to win games. You know, they play pretty good. They play pretty good with the Dodgers and with the Padres and with the Angels. You know, when I was watching those games with them. But batting, it's like playing Madden. You know, if you don't play Madden, you don't know what's going to happen. And it's the same thing with baseball. You know, and baseball has come out too much of a hype. If you got to hit the ball, you got to hit it at a home run, you know, every time. And that's crazy because you don't see base hits. You see doubles. You might see triple. Or you might see errors every once in a while. But then there's always a fly ball.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it, Commandante. He threw us a curveball.
Now, what was the name?
He said Ralph.
Lanfield, he told you his name was Ralph?
I think that was Ben that maybe grabbed.
Ben? You did not know it was Commander Tequila?
That was Commander Tequila.
I don't care what he says name is. You can hear who the hell he is.
There was no question that was Commander
Ralph
Tequila.
In California.
But he's not wrong. They need pitching. They need hitting. Frankly, what they need is they need money invested into the ball club. But I don't know that we're going to see that. Hopefully, AARP can help out with that. What do you think about that, B-Mitch?
We're going to see.
AARP on the sleeve. Maybe that means that this team will be good again. Who knows? Probably not, but maybe we can hope so. Fred Smoot going to join the program next.
Smooter!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.